going on, guys, and welcome back to the Baseball Rundown brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network. Ryan Lombardi, Coach Raz with you. And Coach, you guys get it done at home against Canisius, but then it was kind of the same theme as it's been all season this weekend. You're right there, just not there, as you guys lose all three to Davidson, but two of them by one run.
Yeah, definitely the story of the year. A couple close games this weekend. Long trip, another long road trip down to Davidson. So I think we're about a 12-hour bus trip down there. So it was good to be at home for those five games. I think we won four out of the five. So
yeah, 4-1 at home. So.
Yeah. So definitely was good to play Canisius at home and get that win, and hoped it would carry some momentum into the weekend. And, you know, we did play good. I mean, you know, the Friday game was a one-run game, and Saturday didn't go great for us. They kind of jumped on Nolan a little bit and unraveled, and they were able to put a lot of runs. We kind of were playing catch-up the whole game. You know, the opposite kind of happened Sunday. We jumped out to a lead. They battled back, you know, and then we had a pretty substantial lead late and kind of gave it away, unfortunately. So it just made it a, you know, a difficult weekend for us. Difficult for the guys, difficult for the coaching staff. I think, you know, nobody here wants to lose, you know?
Yeah.
So it's tough, yeah. You know, it's, you know, tough, to try to keep the guys up when we've been in, I think it's 8 one-run games now that we've lost. So, you know, just trying to keep them encouraged that we're right there, and, you know, we just got to find a way to get over the hump.
And luckily, still a lot of baseball left to play. Let's talk about the Canisius game at home. You guys beat Canisius 11-2 last week, and I thought really the pitcher shined. You guys were able to get five different arms out there. The only pitcher to give up runs was Eamon Giblin, and I do want to talk about that because there was a bunt that was laid down. The play was to third, and the umpire called him safe at third when, I mean, he was probably out by a mile.
Yeah, you know, hopefully with the renovations being complete and us getting our camera systems installed, we'll be able to have replay, because I think we could have really used it on that play.
I was calling the game, and I, like, called him out because I'm watching the play happen right in front of me, clear as day out, and then my broadcast partner was like, oh, the umpire called him safe. I'm like, what are you talking about? How is he safe? But nonetheless, you guys were able to work through it and still take an 11-2 win. And everybody in the lineup contributed to the win, and the pitchers really looked great. Derek Duvall, another great start on the home turf. And just overall thoughts on that one.
Yeah, you know, Derek's been really good the last few weeks. Had a couple midweek starts and be able to throw some innings for us. So, you know, it gave us some confidence headed into the weekend that we could use him again. You know, and then Joey Calabretti hasn't really had a chance to throw a lot, so we're able to use him just because he's been playing a position every game. And, you know, so we knew we had Derek and Joey, who had been both good arms for us. We just had to, like, fill the gaps. We knew we wanted to bookend those two. We just had to fill the middle innings. And, you know, Eamon limited the damage on a bad call, and, you know, we were able to get some other middle of the inning jobs done to get it to Joey and, you know, be able to pitch well to get the win at home.
Yeah, overall, I mean, Anthony Fernandez had three hits. Castro had three RBIs. Joey Bruno even picked up two hits. And I thought Calabretti, even on the mound and at the plate, looked really well. He went 1-for-1 with two walks. And I believe he also had another hit by pitch. He's moving up in the hit-by-pitch in a single-season ranks.
Yep. Yeah, I think he wore another one this weekend. So.
Yeah. Yep. I think he's like five shy of the single-season record. So something to keep an eye on. But let's talk about Friday. You guys go down to Davidson, like you mentioned, another long road trip. You guys just kind of had to battle back, and in the eighth inning, Davidson able to leak a run across and take the 6-5 lead that they end up closing down in the top of the ninth.
Yeah, you know, it was a back-and-forth game. You know, they had a lead early in the game, got a run in the first inning on, you know, which very untypical of David James. I don't think that he was himself, you know, his last outing was a complete game. So it's a turnaround week later, long bus trip. Don't know if he had his legs 100% under him, because that first run came off three walks and a wild pitch. So they didn't even get a hit and scored a run in the first. Then he threw some zeros up. We scored two in the fourth to get the 2-1 lead, but they responded in the bottom of the fourth and got some runs off David. Scored four there. So had to end his day a little bit earlier than the week before. But the guys battled back, got three in the seventh to tie it. Felt really good about the momentum. Davidson gets that run in the eighth, and then we start off the ninth with a double. Chris gets a double, and we've got 2-3-4 up. So we feel pretty good that we got a leadoff double and, got to find a way to get him in. And Manny's been one of our hottest hitters, so we wanted to give him a swing. The ball obviously jumps off his bat, and when he connects, he does a lot of damage. So, you definitely want to tie, but you're hoping to put yourself in a position to win the game. And we gave him a swing and swung through one, gave it a good cut, then decided we needed to do a job and move Chris over to third with a bunt with Anthony on deck. Unfortunately, the pitch kind of rode in on Manny. Probably would have hit him if he wasn't squared around and, didn't have a good attempt on the bunt, and that made it strike two, and now you're in defense mode at the plate and ended up getting the strikeout, which was unfortunate, not being able to move Chris over there. And then, of course, Anthony hits one to the warning track that would have scored him. So didn't get that run across, and the game's over. So it's tough, another tough loss, one run in a situation where we were right there and on the road against a really good team and, just came up short.
It was one of those two where, you guys played clean defense, the pitchers battled, something I always pay attention to is the pitch counts. The pitchers didn't need a lot of pitches to kind of battle through it, and ultimately just couldn't get one across. What was kind of the message to the team, kind of keep motivated as there was two more games left to play?
Well, the objective is to win series, so you got to kind of turn the page from Friday and move into Saturday and hope you can come out and play another close game and find a win or win by 20. I mean, that'd be good too. I would love one of those. It's a really good team at their place down south. They're hot. They've been really hot. So, we wanted to come out on Saturday and battle. Unfortunately, we just didn't get a good start on the mound.
Yeah, Saturday you guys drop it 19-9, and yeah, Nolan only made it through two innings, four earned runs. But then you guys kind of battled back in the eighth and ninth inning. What did you like about the fight you saw? Even though you were down that many runs, your team was still not giving up in the last two innings.
Yeah, I think they're just up there getting their rips. They're being a little bit more carefree and just swinging the bat. And I think it kind of says something about them too. Like, hey, just, quit putting so much pressure on yourself and just have fun and let your hands go. And I think that's what can happen. We can score some runs when we're free and easy and just kind of attack pitches. So, when you're down that much, you can kind of do that. And hopefully we can learn something from it.
And then let's talk about Sunday. You guys drop it 12-11 in extra innings. Had the lead. Davidson battled back. And tough ninth, bottom of the ninth inning, tied the game up to send it extras.
Yeah, it's honestly, I really haven't talked much about Sunday with anybody. So this is the first time to kind of discuss it. It's tough, man. It's one of those losses that's going to sit with you all year, and you're going to say, what if, similar to the St. Louis one from last year, where we had a 4-run lead in extra innings and dropped it. It's difficult to even really put it into words. We had a pretty good lead early. We had a 6-0 lead going into the fifth. And then, Enger ran into a little bit of trouble. But we felt like at that moment they had a left-handed hitter up who had some really good cuts off Enger, had hit the ball really hard. And, Tristan with his changeup to a lefty, we just thought it was a better matchup. Unfortunately, they ended up scoring some runs that inning, and we couldn't kind of stop the run there in the fifth. And that kind of shows you what Davidson's capable of too. I think they can put multiple runs on the inning pretty quick, put multiple runs on you pretty quick. And they displayed that in the fifth where they were able to kind of dump on some runs. And before we could finally get out of the inning. And then Tristan came back out and put up some zeros, and we claw back and score some runs and felt really good about where we were at. Tristan exits the game in the eighth with the bases loaded and two outs, and we go to Duvall, who, you know, we just talked about the fact that he'd been pitching pretty good. You know, on the weekend and midweek starts, he's been throwing the ball pretty well. He's somebody that we, you know, brought in here to pitch in high leverage situations. Not that that was a high leverage situation, being up five runs in the ninth, but we just, you know, he got out of that bases loaded jam, you know, got a fly out without a run scoring. So we felt really good about him going back out and getting a 1-2-3. And, you know, you get a walk to the first guy, second guy, you know, you get ahead and you hit him with a breaking pitch where you're ahead in the count. So you felt good about the count and where you were at. So the third guy's, you know, third guy's up, and we get James moving in the bullpen, who we just used on Friday, you know, didn't really necessarily want to use him on Sunday. And Joey Calabretti had been playing three games in the field, and, you know, he felt like his body was pretty fatigued from the heat. It was really hot.
Right.
So, you know, he didn't know how much he had. So I felt good about Derek going out there in the ninth and just getting three outs. It just kind of unraveled fast. And before we could get somebody up, you know, it was two walks and two hit batters, and a free run comes in, and then you're bringing in, you know, a bullpen arm and trying to collect three outs. And
you got to credit, I mean, Capilupo did get out. I mean, it was an RBI fielder's choice, and then ultimately the single with two outs, and, you know, you got to tip your cap there, but ultimately I think one of those runs came across because of an error out in the outfield, and ultimately that sends the game tied.
Yeah, and the error was more on, you know, taking a bad bounce on a ground ball that got out there. It wasn't like it was a drop fly ball.
Yeah.
You know, it was a line drive that Joey came in on, and, you know, if he lays out, there's a chance he makes that play. It would have been very difficult. There's also the possibility he lays out and the ball bounces by him, and the winning run definitely scores, or the tying run definitely scores. So he was kind of caught in between and took a bad hop off of the turf, and that's what kind of made the ball kick away, which was the error, which allowed the guy to score from second on a close play. You know, I think if we make a good throw home, we probably have him. But, yeah, you know, unfortunately, just one of those really difficult situations to deal with. And then, you know, we come out in the top of the 10th. We get out of the inning tied. We come out in the top of the 10th, and Joey Calabretti hits one off the top of the wall, off the yellow, and stays in the ballpark, doesn't leave. You know, he ends up getting stranded at second. We don't score. And then, you know, their leadoff guy in the bottom hits a walk-off home run. Credit to them. They never stopped fighting. You know, it's a good team. You know, they definitely had some players that really impressed me. I thought the Daly kid in the center fielder was a really good player for them. Made some really big catches on the weekend and was really tough at the plate. So, you know, credit to them. Sucks for our guys. We just got to try to pick up the pieces and regroup for this weekend.
Yeah, and a great opportunity this weekend as Rhode Island visits you guys and believe, did you get one from them last year? Rhode Island was a really cold series.
Yeah. One down at their place.
Yeah. But luckily it looks like this weekend you might have some better weather than the last time you guys saw them, and you're at home and you're 4-1 at Fred Handler Park this season. Just what can we expect this weekend from your guys?
I think you can expect a close game. You know, like, it's been the theme of the year. So.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'll expect a close game, and, you know, being at home, hopefully we can pull out the wins.
Yeah, definitely big three games, and then you guys will go up Little Three Rival Niagara on Tuesday, and it'll just be another midweek game for you guys. You guys have done well against the, you know, the local opponents so far.
Yeah, you know, again, travel, being at home, all that plays a part. So good to play some games close to home or at home, and, you know, it's good to play those midweek games. Unfortunately, we got rained out this week with some thunderstorms. But, you know, looking forward to the stretch run here. We're going to get a pretty good set at home down the stretch. So,
yeah, you guys get back-to-back weekends, Rhode Island and Dayton coming to town Quickly, before we wrap up here, just want to talk about Manny Castro. Had a great weekend at the plate. He now leads the team in home runs with 7. Calibretti right behind him with 6. And he's batting .344 on the year.
Manny's having a great year offensively. You know, I think there's no doubt he's been one of our best hitters all year. So, you know, he's picked up quickly from, you know, coming to, from Division III junior college to this level with the bat. And that's usually the hardest part, is making the adjustment with the bat, with the pitching that we see on a you know, day-to-day basis. So, yeah, he's been a great addition for us and been good.
And then same with, I mean, Anthony Fernandez, Chris Holcraft, those top three in your lineup continue to produce. Chris is batting .294, Fernandez batting .331, and they're, I mean, Chris has 40 hits, Anthony has 42 hits. They have just been such a core piece, and then it's getting those kind of other players behind them to start hitting the baseball more.
Yeah, you know, I think the middle of our lineup has been, we've kind of had some people in and out of the cleanup spot. I think that's been a hole for us. You know, we've had Christian there the last few games, you know, and it's tough for a freshman to be in the cleanup spot, but he's, you know, he's hit really well in conference. So, you know, you learn by getting thrown into the fire. So that's what we're doing with Christian, just letting him learn on the run. But he's a great kid and got great energy around him with our team. Guys really support him. So he's been able to handle it really well. But Joey Calibretti's been getting much better at the plate. His numbers have started to climb there a little bit too. So, you know, hopefully we can lengthen our lineup a little bit. And when we get some production from 7, 8, 9 in the lineup, we tend to play pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just getting more production out of those spots for us to, you know, pull out some of these close games.
Yeah. Well, a lot of baseball still left to play, Coach. So hopefully this weekend can start that turnaround. Always appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend, Coach. And this was the Baseball Rundown. We'll talk to you guys next week on the Bonnies Online Network. Have a great week, everybody.